Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. May 1950 was a remarkable month for Barbados's fishing industry. According to a report published in the Barbados Advocate on June 4, 1950, the island experienced one of its most successful flying fish seasons on record, an astonishing 154,495 pounds of flying fish passed through the public market, setting a new benchmark for the industry. The single largest catch was recorded on May 5th, when fishermen landed 21,460 pounds of flying fish in one day. In fact, there were five separate days during the month when catches exceeded 10,000 pounds. To put those numbers into perspective, flying fish accounted for more than 84% of all the fish brought to market that month. The total fish catch for May reached 183,057 pounds and included dolphin, kingfish, billfish, albacore, bonito, jacks, 16,000 pounds of shark, and several smaller varieties. For Barbadians in 1950, these figures represented more than statistics. Flying fish was already becoming a national staple. It was affordable, plentiful, and an important source of income for fishing families around the island. Fast forward to 2026, and those figures seem almost unbelievable. Barbados has seen fluctuations in flying fish landings as changing ocean conditions, sargassum influxes, and shifting migration patterns affect the fishery. While fishermen today operate larger and safer vessels equipped with technological advances, the industry faces challenges that were not widely discussed 76 years ago. Climate change, changing ocean temperatures, shifting migration patterns, rising fuel costs, and competition from imported seafood all affect the livelihoods of local fishers. Yet, there are also signs of resilience. Barbados's fishing sector continues to adapt through improved fisheries management, better data collection, and investments in modern fish markets and landing facilities. Local fishers remain among the most skilled seafarers in the Caribbean, preserving traditions that stretch back generations. Looking back at the record-breaking figures of May 1950 reminds us of how central the sea has always been to Barbadian life. While the tools, challenges, and economics of fishing may have changed, the connection between Barbadians and the ocean remains as strong as ever. And so, when we enjoy a serving of flying fish today, we are not just tasting a national dish, we are sharing in a tradition that has helped sustain this island for centuries.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.